Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, we're looking at a mixture of clouds and sun this morning, more cloudiness this afternoon, and a chance for a shower, maybe a thunderstorm. The high, around 78. Kenosha right now is at 69 degrees. It's partly sunny, 67 in Burlington, 68 Milwaukee, and 71 in Racine. One of the two drowning victims from Sunday afternoon in Twin Lakes identified as Carol Varney from Racine. She apparently had suffered a medical emergency while swimming in Lake Mary. The 54-year-old just stopped swimming, according to friends, and with her in the water, they immediately got her out to shore and started CPR, took her to the hospital, but she didn't survive. Same basic scenario involving the other drowning victim, 3-year-old Theo Johnson, found floating in Lake Elizabeth. No safety vest on. He had been wearing one earlier, according to police. The family is from Twin Lakes. They were on a pontoon boat, anchored about 100 feet offshore when it happened. City of Racine residents will have a chance to offer their opinion about marijuana being legal for either medical or personal use, whether it ought to be taxed and revenue applied to education, healthcare, and infrastructure, and if it should be decriminalized. All with this an advisory referendum for November the 6th. The Common Council talked about it and approved it last night. It was Alderman John Tate II believing that the police department needs a little reminder. There's an existing ordinance on 25 grams or less of marijuana and a citation instead of putting people in jail.
I would like to formally submit a communication requesting that we order the City of Racine Police Department to defer to the civil statute for possession of marijuana of 25 grams or less in circumstances that are applicable. Additionally, I'd also like to submit a communication to the Public Safety and Licensing Committee that the maximum fine allowed for possession of marijuana of 25 grams or less, not exceed a dollar.
The vote to have the four-question advisory November referendum on marijuana, 10 in favor, Alderman McCarthy, Perez and Co. against it, and Council President Mikma abstaining. National Night Out activities all set to go later this afternoon into this evening across Racine and Kenosha counties. For Racine Neighborhood Watch, it's 27 years of being involved in what was billed initially as America's Night Out Against Crime. The kickoff this year with some speeches to take place around 4 this afternoon outside the Salvation Army building near Uptown. Almost 60 events are planned across the Racine area. National Night Out activities do also be occurring in Mount Pleasant, Caledonia, and Burlington, to name a few. In Kenosha, the events go from 5 until 8 p.m. at the Boys and Girls Club at Lincoln Park and at three Lutheran churches, Lord of Life, St. Paul's, and St. John's. Twin Lakes Police has an annual night out event. It's taking place at St. John's Catholic Church and in Oak Creek. They've got things going from 6 till 9 this evening at the American Legion Post number 434. Kenosha Mayor John Antaramian is talking about expanding the ranks of public safety by 5 police officers and 2 firefighters. But in explaining it all to the city council last night, he said that a referendum yet to be proposed is going to be needed because of the state's expenditure restraint rule.
That is our hope that of doing so. I just wanted to give everyone a heads up that that's what we're looking to do. I know many of you have concerns and have brought those concerns to me. We need to take those concerns to the public. And to the public, we will be glad as time goes on to show you what is the need and why. I think there is, I truly believe that no one is going to not be supportive of moving this forward in the future.
The mayor also advising the alderman he'll be talking with the county executive this week about having just one countywide referendum on the dark store loophole issue versus a city and a county question on the ballot. And the Racine Common Council last night favoring a resolution that supports immigration and community rights activist Ricardo Fierro, requesting a stay of his deportation, returning him to his family, and a reasonable pathway to attaining citizenship. Fierro in federal custody, taken there with ICE agents last month. Alderman Mary Land joining a chorus of the aldermen supporting Fierro and all that he has done in the community.
It just breaks my heart to see a fine man like Ricardo, who knows no other home than where he lives here, being taken away from his family. That is just terrible. He's a great citizen. So many people know him.
A handful of citizen comments also referencing Fierro, calling on the council to adopt that resolution. A proposed pawn shop and convenience cash outlet in a vacant building on Douglas Avenue on the north side of Racine, still alive, deferred though for the time being, even though it is still in violation of the existing zoning rule of at least 250 feet from a residential area. Alderman Steve Smetana at the council meeting last night voiced displeasure at the lack of action taken by the Plan Commission to change the zoning language.
We sent it back for them to work on it and to change a few items on that. It was pretty discouraging. When that came out, it was pretty, we're supposed to be business friendly, but when you put a business owner through this, it's not.
City Attorney Scott Letney pointed out the city's zoning takes precedence on this kind of conditional use request. The council voted it down. If they had done that last night, then the applicant would have had to have waited at least a year unless the circumstances were to change. Like the ordinance being amended, that could allow an earlier consideration. Deferral also comes with the council edict to the city attorney's office. Take a look at a zero setback with an ordinance amendment. That process would include a public hearing. The Mount Pleasant Village Board last night held a special meeting approving the purchase of six properties in the Foxconn development area. The owners of four of those properties originally part of that federal lawsuit against the village. Details from WRJN's Janet Hoff.
The owners of seven properties filed a federal lawsuit claiming the rights to equal protection, private property, and due process were being violated. The lawsuit was dismissed by a U.S. district judge and an appeal was filed. Part of the appeal process involved mediation with the property owners, and as a result of that mediation effort, four of the property owners accepted offers made by the village. In a statement, Alan Markovitz, one of the attorneys for the village, said because the village was able to reach voluntary agreements with the four property owners, they will be dismissed as plaintiffs from the lawsuit. He said the village will continue to pursue all reasonable efforts to reach voluntary agreements with individual property owners to acquire the property needed for the Foxconn development, adding the village board's approval of the purchase agreements with the four property owners is, quote, one more example of that commitment. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
Wisconsin's largest economic development projects recently recognized in a national publication called Area Development with a Gold Shovel Award. One of five states to receive the honor for economic benefits connected with development efforts that were undertaken last year. Topping the list of projects, Foxconn, and what the magazine wrote was its hefty job count and impressive investment in terms of dollars, $10 billion. Publication also notes some other major deals, including Haribo's $220 million investment in Pleasant Prairie with 385 expected jobs. Foxconn, far and away the biggest economic development project of last year for job growth, though Area Development also listing several projects from Amazon worth mentioning. And it's a day-long conference taking place today at UW Parkside to explore such things as technology and ways it can enhance the quality of life, working environment, improving transportation, things like that. Highlighting the event is going to be the unveiling of some details about Foxconn's Smart Cities, Smart Futures competition. This was referenced a few months ago. Alan Young is the head of Foxconn's U.S. operations. He also talked about it, at a little competition, a statewide technology conference taking place recently at Parkside. Students will be among those that are involved in this.
For the folks who come from Stout or Superior, your idea of a smart community might be very different from those who are down here in Parkside or those who are in Platteview, especially those in Madison or in Milwaukee.
Meanwhile, the featured speaker at today's event, Chelsea Collier, she founded Digi.City. She's traveled the world, gathered information on different ways cities and regions use smart technology to improve their operations and to enhance their quality of life. WRJN.com is our webpage. Our newscasts are in there in podcast form. They're available throughout the day or night. Check them out when you want. And at WRJN News, that is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.